You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Indian community wants to help. So too leading not-for-profit organisations. Six of them are rallying the sector, calling for more emergency assistance be provided to India as the COVID-19 catastrophe intensifies. Dr. Pravin Kobregard, a health specialist for UNICEF based in India, issued this public plea.
I'll request Australian people, if at all you can support us, please do support us. You know, like, it's a unprecedented crisis which I have never seen in my life. Around 40 to 50 bodies which were decomposed and which were bloated were washed away, were found on the banks of the river in one district, which is Buxar district of Bihar. And we fear that these were all COVID cases. At the same time, we are facing vaccine shortage.
India's total caseload has surged past 23 million. As many as 533 of India's 700-plus administrative districts are now reporting a test positivity rate of more than 10%. Experts are divided on whether India, a country of 1.3 billion, has yet seen the peak of its second wave. As hospitals become overwhelmed, Australian charities and humanitarian groups want to do more. Projects director of DAC Foundation, Anuba Rawat, grew up in India and has over 20 years of experience working in the international development sector.
You know, early this year, we thought maybe we were coming out of, you know, this wave, but the second wave has really hit in a massive way and left a lot of people unprepared.
There are concerns the disaster will escalate across the region into countries like Nepal that are densely populated or whose health system is not equipped to cope with it. An emergency briefing has been held by the Australian International Development Network, UNICEF Australia, and several other top organisations in the sector. The Alliance is raising vital funds, medical assistance and material support and is looking for vital philanthropic and government support also. Dr. Pravin says underreporting in India plays down the need during this unprecedented crisis.
India is now contributing to the highest number of COVID new cases daily. In fact, if you add the rest of the world's COVID cases, daily COVID cases, India has surpassed that.
With almost 10,000 Australians stranded in India, 170 of them are unaccompanied children, the campaign seeks to help all Indians and the region to halt the spread of COVID-19 and bring the crisis under control. Six organisations rallied the not-for-profit and health sectors at the emergency briefing seminar. Their aim is to rapidly mobilise the NFP sector into activity and to lobby for more government and philanthropic support. Operations Director at DAC Foundation, Marnie Rickards, oversees the foundation's medical equipment program, partnering with health networks across Asia and Africa. She highlights the barriers affecting the country's response to the coronavirus crisis.
It's the scarcity of medical oxygen that's the big issue in India. The production and the supply can't keep up with the demand. And this is not unique to India and Nepal. In very broad strokes, this is due to a lack of planning and chronic underinvestment. And it's not just production. There are the barriers to supply. People are waiting in line for days. PPE, insufficient workforce. People are down with COVID. And there are limitations to the bedside concentrators. But very importantly, these lower volumes of the oxygen concentrators can still help prevent severe cases.
Dr. Pankaj Jethwani is the co-founder of The Breakfast Revolution, which manufactures and distributes low-cost, locally supplied food to organisations that work with malnourished children, women and patients. Since inception, it has treated 120,000 patients and served more than 20 million fortified meals. Dr. Jethwani says millions of people who work in cash industries are unable to work during lockdown and falling further into poverty as a result.
The situation on the front line is, something we've never seen in our lifetime. We're faced with a challenge where families are down to one meal a day, and sometimes, in remote instances, no meals at all. And there is no out, right? There is no out in the lockdown. There's no opportunity to earn a livelihood. It's very disheartening. It's a crying crisis and scarred a lot of the livelihoods and it's going to take several months for the country to recover.
Narayana Ray, president of Shruti Adelaide and leader in the Indian-Australian community, attended the lighting up of the South Australian Parliament House in the colours of the Indian flag.
We are really concerned, and everyone is trying to see how we can help from here, such as maybe collect oxygen and concentrators or masks or ventilators, such kind of things. In whatever way we can help, we want to help because we feel it is a disaster there and we want to really do some contribution, some help.
UNICEF has teamed up with Australia's top cricketers, including Steve Smith, Pat Cummins, Elisa Healy and Elise Perry, to donate to the India COVID Crisis Appeal.
India is recording 4 new COVID cases every second.
There's not enough oxygen to go around.
These are the most deadly days of the pandemic so far.
Coronavirus is devastating communities across the country.
The situation is heartbreaking.
In times of crisis, we come together.
We're throwing our support behind UNICEF's India Crisis Appeal.
Their teams are on the ground right now,
delivering emergency supplies to the vulnerable.
No one can do everything,
but everyone can do something.
Because right now, India needs us.
India needs us.
India needs us all.
For more information, head to the UNICEF website. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.